So it's finally that after about a year of having chatted to you, Pat, in Milwaukee, it's lucky to have one of your representatives in studio. So welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us. It's great to be here. We look forward to working with PRLB.
Lucky. I think there's a lucky of good things to look out for, the way that we can collaborate and offer lack of value to the plumbers.
For sure.
But listen, UPET, we talk about UPET, and I always say that it's about as important to have the correct tools and the correct equipment to do your daily job as it is to have the right knowledge and skills. Now, UPET is, what is it? It's a supplier of tools?
Yeah, so we like to think of ourselves as an agent for major brands, global brands that we have, and we distribute to various sorts of companies, whether it be resellers, retailers, or the individual, which we call industrial customers. Mm. And we supply solutions. So we like to think that we are a solutions-based company, so we get products that solves problems for different industries in the country.
All right.
Whether that be construction, mining, automotive, all sorts of related industries like that, where they can use power tools, measuring tools, fixings, and all the sorts.
And currently you have the Centurion branch. We recently celebrated your Centurion branch's first the birthday of being located where it is, and that's a sort of a new concept for you, Pat. It's a more of like a storefront.
Yes, 100%. So it's a new concept. So traditionally, our branches, which we have countrywide, are counter sales based, but this store in Centurion is a store, more of like traditional store, where it's experience center, we call it. So you can come and look at all the different solutions, all the different products we have. You can touch and play. We have product specialists available that will come through, and they'll do demonstrations based on what it is that you're looking for. And even our people there, the counter sales people, are very knowledgeable, so they will definitely be able to help you in terms of solving your problems and giving you the correct tools for the job that you need to do.
That's lekker. But and so at your other branches, let's call it branches for that matter, it's a sort of over-the-counter sales type of environment.
That's right, yeah. So if you would go to a reseller, it's a sort of similar situation where you order off a price list, and there's not much product on display. There might be a little bit, but it's nowhere near the scale that we have in Centurion, which is definitely all in front of you.
I must say, off air, just before we started recording, we actually discussed the experience that we had at your storefront, and it was on the 28th of June that we celebrated your Centurion store branch's first birthday.
Yeah.
And it was actually quite a lacquer experience. And I do know that our plumbers that showed up on the day and that supported your birthday celebration, they gave the same kind of feedback. You know, it was lacquer to walk in there to see the tools available rather than check on a price list, and to actually hold it in their hands, play around with it, and you know, ask advice about it before they make decisions about purchasing it.
Definitely. The ability to see it and the product in front of you and have a tactile feeling to the tool and feel the quality of our product is definitely plays a big role in the decision making, and then even using the tool and seeing the difference that it has compared to other products out there is definitely a game changer.
But also having the product specialists there in store to give advice, because as a tradesperson, you might walk in there and you might have this idea of what you need for the specific job that you want to do. But then, you know, the product specialist would tell you, okay, that's not quite going to work yes, it's definitely going to work. So that's also a lacquer thing to have in the store.
Yes, exactly. And all of our brands they all have celebrated their 100-year birthdays. So they are leaders in the industry that they've been. They've been innovators for over 100 years. So they have all the solutions, even solutions that are perhaps not traditionally in South Africa being used, but they have way more developed concepts in terms of what products can solve certain problems for the industries.
Okay. But, okay, let's start off with it. When was UPAT founded? And by who?
So UPAT started in 1983, so we just turned 41 this year.
Uh-huh.
So we've been around for a long time. They were started by the Kuhlman brothers, and they initially started out supplying to the construction industry with fixings, anchor bolts, combi hammers and drill bits and all those sort of things. And then over the years, it developed into branching out into retail product and supplying to the resellers and expanding into the country, into our branches and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. And then obviously it slowly developed to having, and you mentioned the word brands. So obviously it developed into having more than just the fixings, the products that are equipped for or suited for fixing, like your wall brackets and bolts and those kind of things, to now include things like power tools, etc. What are your major brands?
So our major brands, our first sort of founding brand was Fischer. It was a UPAT, so UPAT Germany, that's how we got our name. We first started using the UPAT fixings from Germany, and then Fischer in Germany bought UPAT in Germany, and we kept the UPAT name, and now our prime fixing brand is Fischer. So that was our sort of founding brand. And then in 2016, we started supplying Milwaukee. And we got the agency for Milwaukee for the whole of the country. So we're the sole distributor of the Milwaukee product. Stabila came in between that. So we had the Stabila product, which is our measuring tools with levels, which I think your plumbers are most familiar with is the spirit levels, the laser levels, and
measuring
tapes and all those sorts of things.
And just to get back to quickly, Milwaukee tools, those are power tools.
Those are the power tools.
They're big. They come from America, if I'm not right.
Yeah,
and they were also founded, the Milwaukee brand was founded in actually Milwaukee in America.
Yeah. Correct.
And you're the sole distributor of it in...
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah. So anything beyond our... but we support... We have a distribution network in South Africa. Anything beyond in Zimbabwe and Namibia, there's different agents for those, for those guys.
Okay. Yeah. Other brands... we've spoken about Fischer. Now those are typically your fixing products, like your bolts and your Fischer plugs. We always think of Fischer plugs. We call them Fischer plug, whether they branded Fischer or not. Everybody knows
exactly
a plug is a Fischer plug.
For Fischer, like I said, our brands are the leaders and they're custodians of these brands. So the Fischer plug is a Fischer plug. They were the first ones to do the classic Fischer plug, as people call it, the S plug, which we know it as. They were the first ones to do the nylon plug in the late 40s.
Oh.
So that's the Fischer plug.
Stabila, we've spoken about Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Other brands of your.
So we recently got the Bessie, which is another German brand, and they are wood and metalworking clamps.
All right.
So you guys, if you're working in your workshop and stuff and you need to do welding or woodwork, these are professional clamps. Well, for the DIY all the way to professional clamps, which for massive pipe works and stuff, if they have clamps that the diameters are
Many times plumbers also have to sort of put strengthening into the trusses and the roof for heavy geysers and those kind of things. So for that, they would need clamps.
Yeah, so in Bessie, they have – you think a clamp is a clamp, but not with Bessie. Bessie has many different types of clamps, and they all do different things, and they have different functions and stuff. So it's quite incredible to think – you think a clamp is a clamp, but not with Bessie. there's lots of innovation going on with them, and they're always constantly bringing out new types of clamps for different different solutions. Yeah.
Well, it's almost the same as saying that a drill is not a drill. You may think a drill is a drill is a drill, but
that's exactly it.
Different.
All the brands we try and bring in we make sure that they're quality and they give. It's something that the customer will be able to keep for a long time. It's not something that it's rubbish.
Yeah.
So
we've spoken about Fischer. Ibenstock? Is that one of the...
Ibenstock is one of our sort of lesser-known brands. So they're also another German brand, and they primarily known for their quality coring machines and core rigs. Mm-hmm. So 350 mil core rigs that can drill into concrete. Maybe some of your plumbers would know about coring into concrete slabs. Mm. So that's what Ibenstock is about. And then we also do mixers, which is for concrete mixers, like the handheld mixers. So you can mix paint or concrete, sure, or cement and stuff like that.
And that's also under Ibenstock.
Ibenstock, yeah.
And Starmix?
Starmix is our industrial vacuum cleaners. Another German product, all manufactured in Germany. So these vacuum cleaners are industrial. So they're good for sucking up pieces of rock, steel and rock.
Yeah.
Again, not that they recommend it, but they're one of their famous videos is that they suck up hot coal and stuff like that. So it's not recommended use, but yes, that's the type of vacuum cleaners that they sell.
But again, just to break that perception of a vacuum cleaner is not a vacuum cleaner is not a vacuum cleaner.
Exactly.
They all serve a different purpose. And I mean, these ones are.
And StarMix pretty much are, they and Ibenstock, they manufacture for other brands and label it. So they manufacture for other brands across the globe, but relabel it.
So when it comes to the building market, to the construction market and the mining market, etc., including plumbing work, what's the concept and the idea for UPET to stock these brands that cover different aspects? I mean, each one of them serves its own purpose. It's not just a specialized direction and you've got one set of products that focuses on one industry or one trade for that matter.
Well, we have solutions for different industries, but our ethos is position, open, fix, close. And that's sort of the building cycle. So when you open a site, you position, you use our Stabila tools to mark the site and measure all the different aspects of the site before you open it. Let's say you would lay the concrete slabs and stuff, and then you need to get the breaking tools to fix into the slabs or the concrete. So then you move on to the fix, which is our Fisher brand. So Fisher would use our chemical or steel anchors or nylon anchors. And going back to open, you would obviously use our Milwaukee tools.
Yes.
with the breakers and the combi hammers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then the close, you would use our StarMix. So you're finishing off the site.
Cleaning up.
You've got foams. Also with Fisher, you would seal off, use sealants and foams to close off certain areas. And then obviously the vacuum cleaners to clean up the site and when you're done with that project.
Interesting thinking of those, the different phases of the build environment.
Exactly, yeah. So we have some products that are kind of, we've expanded beyond that ethos, but basically that's still our company philosophy internally. And then obviously with our brands, we try and fit them into that cycle or that ethos. Mm. Yeah.
Just quickly, Ryan, we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation about other branches. What is your footprint? You did slightly touch on the subject that in other countries you have different different agents, but what is UPET's footprint here in South Africa?
So within South Africa, we have branches in all major cities. So we have Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, and then we have in Bloemfontein, we have a representative, but not a
branch for that matter.
Yeah. And then obviously we have agreements with resellers to distribute to other areas that we can't get to. And then we obviously have our retail customers, which is Builders Warehouse, Plumblinks, all that sort of stuff. So it's all
Right.
Besides, we've got a fair distribution a network in terms of depending on what industry.
I didn't even think that. I thought that it would only be available, your brands, your primary brands that you distribute or import and distribute would only be available at your stores. But it's interesting to know that it's at other stores, other branded stores as well.
So, yeah, it depends on the brand and what sector they're in. So, for example, our retail stores, we don't, Milwaukee's not aligned with retail. We are that's an industrial brand. Mm. So we focus on industrial customers and resellers with Milwaukee. So you won't necessarily find it in a builder's warehouse.
Okay.
And yeah, for, that's just an typical example. But we have, depending on the brand and their strategy, we make sure that people can get their hands on our brands.
You mentioned the name and the brand Milwaukee, and we spoke about it earlier. And I do know that we've also got Vandner here. We're going to have a conversation with Vandner slightly just after I've spoken to you. But I want to ask you quickly, in addition to the products, your primary brands and the products, what else does UPET offer? What other value do you offer to tradespeople who would use your products?
So, yeah, we like to say, think that we are a solutions-based company. So we offer additional services like on-site. We have an in-house engineer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a civil engineer, and she has honors, and she's very, very, very good at her job. So she consults with all our construction sites if they need to specify certain product and make sure that all our anchors and everything work correctly for the job.
Sure.
And okay. Yeah, and then we have
talk about a knowledgeable person.
Exactly.
To sell so the product,
very important. like with Fisher, you don't necessarily see the product, but it's there everywhere you go. It's there, holding up roofs, concrete slabs, and stuff. So it's very important to have an engineer overlook these sort of projects. Then we have training. We have the capability of doing product training on-site and in-house. So like our Centurion branch, we can do trainings there and demonstrations for certain products. Mm. We have a dedicated tool repair center, especially for our power tools. Mm. We are the only certified repair center for Milwaukee tools in South Africa.
That would typically be if a person has a warranty or a guarantee on a product, and they think of it as a brand that comes from abroad, it is brought in and distributed in the country. What happens if something goes wrong with it? You know, where do I take it? Who fixes it? How long is it going to take? Because for as long as I can't use it, it's going to affect my workflow. So that's lucky to hear that you've got your own repair centers.
Yeah, so we have a major repair center. The central repair center is in Johannesburg, and we service the whole country through that repair center. So if you're in Cape Town, Durban, or what have you, it will be sent to Joburg and then sent back to you once the repair is completed.
Hmm. Also, we'd speak about repair centers, warranties, guarantees on the products?
Yeah, so varying different warranties depending on the product and brand. Milwaukee, Vanna can discuss the warranties with that if you don't mind. It depends on whether it's a battery. The batteries come with their own warranties. The tools come with their own warranties.
Okay.
And if you register, you get an additional warranty. Register the tool on the Milwaukee website, you get an extended warranty on the tools as well.
Just say that again, if they register on the
Milwaukee website. So when they purchase a Milwaukee tool, you have the ability to register the tool on the site, which will extend the standard warranty that's provided with the tool.
Oh, lekker. Yes, like it. And again, warehousing as well, because you do stock your own the before distributing it to other resellers, etc. You also stock your own products, and typically where they purchase it over the counter – instead of your more storefront concept in Centurion, you've got your warehouses where you've got sufficient stock.
So we have our main distribution warehouse also based in Joburg. And then our branches have a small warehouse holding for the popular products, which was, basically stored there. But our career network, if you want to call it that, or distribution network, the turnaround is very quick for products that need to be sent to our branches and stuff.
Right, sir. I wanted to go quickly back to, you did mention on-site training. Typically a person would, or a tradesperson would purchase one of your products, and you're more than willing to go out to site to help them to how to use it, sort of give training on the product, do the correct application of the product and how to use it correctly on site. But you did mention that you've got in-house training facilities as well that mean typically at your branches or something like that. Do you currently have invite people over to say, come and join us, we're going to have a training session at a specific set date and time, or is it something that you're planning for future, or are there currently such?
So currently it's on request at the moment. We don't have set dates and times for it. It all depends on requirements for businesses. It's more or less on request basis that okay. We'll arrange something. Whether it be in store at our Centurion branch or on site, it just awesome. All really depends on the requirements.
Ryan, once again, I want to thank you for having taken the time to drive here, taken the time to come and sit here and chat to us. We do know that time is invaluable in today's day and age. I think it's one of the most valuable commodities. So I appreciate the information you shared with us and the time that you sacrificed.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity as well to talk about UPAT and our brands.
Lekker. I think the plumbers can dig into it. The more visibility we give to the plumbers, the more familiar they're going to become with it.
100%. Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. Werner, I'm so happy that you joined Ryan, or that you came along for the ride this morning to join us for this podcast. You're the national product specialist for Milwaukee,
yes,
which is one of the primary brands for that UPAT distributes in South Africa. Please do tell our plumbers a little bit about the Milwaukee brand quickly, just the value that it offers to the plumbers.
Cool. Willem, thank you very much for having us. And so Milwaukee is 100 years old this year. It is a very well-established power tool brand. And our thing for our brand is we see ourselves as solutions provider. So mm-hmm. that's why the fit is so good with UPAT. Milwaukee is a solutions provider, and they provide tools for the trade. So not even just for plumbers, but electricians, general construction, carpentry, name a trade, we develop tools for the trade. So Milwaukee's focus is basically to look at the way that a plumber in this instance usually would do his daily job and address it with the plumber. What aggravates you? What don't you like about the products that you are using? How can we make it better? And they go and develop solutions to make the trade more productive. So a little bit later on, we'll show you some of our drain cleaners that we brought along, where it works like a traditional drain cleaner, but there are some advantages that makes it a lot easier for you on the daily basis.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So Milwaukee is also the world leader when it comes to cordless technology in battery power tools. And we're currently running about 290 solutions on one single battery platform. So it means that if your plumber has got a vehicle with 4 or 5 batteries in it, he can have 7, 8, 9, 10 tools that he can run off of those batteries.
Same batteries.
The same battery all the way around, yes.
Especially in the country. I know that, for the time being, we are free of load shedding.
Yeah.
I say that very lightly.
Yes.
But, I mean, especially in South Africa, where we've been faced over the past, 14, 15 years with load shedding. And I mean, that when it comes to the trades and tradespeople, and they need tools and they need power to power their tools, you know, that drastically affects them. They can, if for as long as there's load shedding, they can't do their tools unless they have battery operated tools.
Yeah, look, traditionally a guy will have a generator, but you still have to run around with an extension cord. And when you get to a house and it's load shedding, like you say, now we can't do the job because the power's off. We have to plug the extension cord in, or maybe you get to a house where the extension cord is far away. The plug is far away from where you can go. It just makes you more productive just to pick up a battery tool. And believe it or not, the battery tools today outperform corded tools in performance. So it's not to say that people still think of a battery tool like the traditional thing there, where it's a DIY solution that I just want to use in my garage.
It is. I mean, think about it. It's a strange concept to think that a power tool can be operated with battery and still produce the same strength, the same torque, the same hammering, the same whatever. I don't know the technical jargon, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, think about it. To think that a battery can produce that and deliver that through that tool, it's unreal.
Willem, if you really want to get into the technical aspect of it, I mean, we can sit here and talk for hours. So just as a very quick interlude, one of the batteries that I have here today to power one of our drain cleaners has got the equivalent output of a quarter tool in 2,200 watts, for example. And that's on a battery that's that big.
Yeah. Just quickly, I know that some batteries work on a different battery systems. What do they call it? MCS or
the CAS system, CAS system. Yes, yeah. That's a system that some power tool brands collaborated on, where they wanted to use one brand's battery and everybody. So it's usually for smaller brands that make specific products, and they feel that they want to offer battery versions, cordless versions of these products, but they do not have the means to invest in their own battery platform.
Okay.
So they went and collaborated with different power tool companies to use their battery platforms. Milwaukee has got the same thing with a couple of different other solutions in the market. One of them is rescue tools like the Jaws of Life. The Jaws of Life in South Africa, we've got a couple of rescue services that use battery operated versions that run off of our batteries.
Oh, lekker.
Yeah.
Yes, like it. I know that when it comes to your product specifically, you've got a three-tier system. I was looking at the website just to get some knowledge about the Milwaukee specifically. And I thought, so three categories, tiers of, when we speak about what Milwaukee offers, is the products, the systems, and then the different trades to which it provides solutions or products to.
Yeah, so that, like I said, Milwaukee is a solutions provider. So anything from the power tool to the accessories to just doing your whole job in red is basically what Milwaukee's setup is there. But to give you a little bit more background on the battery platforms themselves, we've got three main battery platforms. So M12 being our 12-volt subcompact tool. So it's still heavy-duty tools, but it's for smaller, lighter applications. So a lot more focused on carpentry and automotive, for example, where you need to get into tighter spaces, but you still require the power to do the job. So a lot of those tools go up against pneumatics, and they outperform a pneumatic tool in that respect. Then our heavy duty industrial version is the M18s, the 18 volts, the same as the samples we're going to talk about in a little bit. And then we've also got our MX fuel equipment system. So this is where we've got a massive battery that can put out over 5 horsepower in equivalent power, and we can go up against traditional petrol powered equipment like plate compactors and rammers and those sort of things that
with a battery
and breakers with a battery that plumbers and electricians and general construction use on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it also makes it easier, especially in a plumbing environment, because it's zero emissions. So if you have to go and work in a basement environment or somewhere like that where you need to have additional ventilation put in if you're going to work with a petrol-powered tool, you don't have that risk assessment anymore. You can just go ahead and do your job.
You know, as a layperson, we wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously the tradespeople who do these kind of jobs and have to enter those kind of circumstances and areas to work in, they would consider that as a factor when they consider buying a product, a solution for their trade.
Correct. Yes.
So we spoke about the different trades, and we said that you cover mining, you cover construction, we cover built environment, all of those things, including plumbing. When it comes to plumbing, which of Milwaukee's tools or products would you say is most suited for the plumbing trade?
So we've got specialty tools aimed at the plumbing industry, like the drain cleaners, the inspection cameras, those sort of things. But then you still have your everyday tools that a plumber would use, a normal impact drill or percussion drill, a rotary hammer, a combi hammer, a breaker, angle grinders. We've got dedicated tools with dust extraction as well. So if you're going to do a repair or a new installation in an existing house, we can also suppress the dust for you. There's battery operated vacuum solutions to go along with that as well. So the standard things that a plumber would need will be an impact drill or a rotary hammer and an angle grinder to start off.
Absolutely. It's I can't think of a plumber that doesn't use a grinder or a drill or an impact drill or something like that. They all use those kind of tools. So that's in addition to the drain cameras and the drain cleaners that you also have.
Yes, correct.
Listen, Vanner, you brought along a couple of tools, and you're gonna demo those to us quickly, or just showcase them and show and tell to the plumbers. I'm looking forward to that. I think we can go ahead and set up and do that quickly. Vanner, so we're here. Yes. What have you brought for us, and what can you tell us about it?
Okay, Willem, so I brought three of our drain cleaners along today. And the first one I want to show you is, just as a joke, it's a drain cleaner in a dustbin.
In its own little, and it's own little transportation dustbin.
Correct, yes,
and it's been traveling. I can see with all the marks and the scratches on it.
Yeah, it's been used once or twice, demoed once or twice to plumbers. So yes, this is one of our handheld drain cleaners for small applications. So this has got a 10 millimeter snake on it.
Ah.
And it's perfect for sort of your basins, your urinals, shower traps, those sort of things, to clean those out. So yeah, at the top of the unit, you've got your cover that comes there, where you've got space for two batteries and your charger and your accessories fit into. So everything for the unit is self-contained with the unit. And then we can get to the actual unit itself, if you would just take the dustbin for me there. Thank you. So, like I said, this is a self-powered unit, okay? So it's automatically fed forwards and backwards, so it makes it a lot easier for the user to actually get into the drain. So all that you basically do is you just put it in the forward motion and the snake will run out. And once you get to the blockage, you can lock the unit in place, have it spin, grab that blockage. As soon as you feel you've got that blockage to move, you can put it in reverse. And once you've put it in reverse, the unit will retract itself as well. So the nice thing here is that this contains the mess. And that's why we have the dustbin as well, because transportation is a problem. We might be working in a house with very fancy tile floors or very expensive carpets, and now you've got a dripping drain cleaner that you have to move over that.
As far as you walk out back to your vehicle.
Correct, yes. So this just contains the mess and makes it a lot better and a lot cleaner for the for the plumber. And you also look a lot more professional
doing it absolutely.
That way. Yes.
We always say first impressions are lasting impressions. So,
correct.
I mean, for a customer, that means the world. You know, you do a good job, but you leave it clean and you look professional. You've got professional equipment and tools that you use as well.
So this unit has got a 10-meter long snake on it. So you can get quite deep into the into the plumbing system with this unit. So it's not just reaching 1.5 or 2 meters down the line. So you can really do some hard graft with this. This is also part of our fuel range. So it does have a brushless motor. So from the motor side on this unit, you're never going to have any maintenance.
What? Yeah. Okay. Can I ask just quickly, the amount of torque at the tip of that snake?
Mm-hmm.
At 10 meters of distance, does it still have the same torque?
It still has the same torque. That's why we've got the brushless motor in there, because the brushless motor gives you unlimited torque. So remember earlier that I mentioned that we want to make power tools that rival and exceed corded tools.
Mm.
And with the general drill-powered units or dedicated corded-powered units, our power is equivalent, our torque is equivalent, and we exceed the power that they can do. So we can go 10 meters down the line and we can pull that clog out of there. Yeah.
Excellent. You said it contains the mess, right? So it contains it in a dustbin that it comes in. It's its own little carry case, but also inside here.
Also inside
And you there. Said that it's very easy to unscrew it and open it and clean it for the
You've got
the
four
plumber.
Screws, two at the top, two at the bottom that you undo, and you can pull the front of the unit off and then you can jet wash the unit out. If you also notice at the back, there are no vents for the motor or anything like that.
So
the
motor,
Exactly. The motor is completely contained inside the unit and the water won't damage the unit.
Yeah. So, Meneer, I'm going to let you chuck this back into its little carry case.
Put it there on that side. We'll get that done. So it goes back into its carry case like that. And,
again, that contains the mess as well.
Correct, yes. So our next unit that I want to show you is what we call our switchback. So this is obviously for bigger applications. Mm. Now we're going into the main line. So we're going into the 110 mil pipes. So you can still go from about 50 mils to 120 mil pipes with this unit. This is a 13 millimeter snake. We do also get it in a 16 millimeter option as well, and a 10 mil option. So you can go more flexible for smaller pipes if you really need to go there. So what's a nice feature on this, as you can see on the front, you've got an onboard carry for all your different types of heads that you would need to use. And what's great about this guy is the transportation. So it's got the backpack system that's quite comfortable. It is a little bit of a heavy unit because you do have 15 meters of snake on here. It does come with a second drum as well, also with 15 meters of snake. And those two drums are connectable. So I can run the first 15 meters out, put the second drum on and connect that snake, and I can go up to 30 meters down the line.
Okay, that's nice.
So that's very, very nice. Also, you can see from the design of this unit, the mess will be self-contained inside the drum. And once again, very easy, just remove the whole drum from the unit, and then you can power wash the mess outside and not have a mess inside the house. This unit is also meant to be run as a hands-free because we do have our foot pedal.
I like it.
So we've got a foot control that we can use with this. It's got a 1.5 meter long cable on it. So we can put the unit down, run it into the drain. We can have our hands to guide the unit, and we can just use the foot pedal, which is pressure sensitive for the speed that we want to do. And it also does have a forward and reverse button as well. So the same as the other one, self-feed.
Listen, I want you to repeat that quickly. You said pressure sensitive.
Yes.
To control the speed.
Correct.
Awesome.
So I can make it go slower and I can run it faster if I know I'm in open pipe. And as soon as I hit the clog, I can let it run slower so it can properly hook before I put it in reverse and pull the mess out. Mm.
That's lekker. I see straps in the back here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you lifted it, it looked slightly heavier, obviously, than the smaller application one.
Yes.
So for this, you can have it, the straps, carry it on site, walk around with it.
Yes. Without,
right. But obviously not operated from your back.
Operated from your back. No. But they do also recommend that this snake is quite heavy. Mm. So they do actually also recommend that you do remove the snake. That's why it's got a carry handle there as well. You do remove the snake and the unit itself carries on your back into the job site.
Do these snakes ever get entangled in there? Do they ever get entangled in such a way that you have to open it up and unwind them, et cetera, or do they fairly stay, regardless of the direction, forward, out, or backwards in?
So I have not had one complaint from these units that we have sold where a customer said that the snake entangled itself or went over itself. So, yes, it is a good quality snake, but things can happen. Obviously, snakes do wear out, and eventually you are going to have to replace it. The replacement parts are available, but Milwaukee has designed this so that it can be used for years and years on end. Okay. Once again, this is also part of our brushless machine. So the same as what you mentioned earlier, 30 meters down the line, we're still going to have the same torque as 1 meter down the line.
Yeah, that's lekker.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yep. And then our final guy that we want to talk about, let's just give you this guy to take out of the final guy that I brought today to show you is our compact sewer machine. Okay, so this is a general sewer machine. So this runs either on the 16 or a 22 millimeter snake. The same snakes as you get from other brands, the interconnectable snakes, 4.7 meter long snakes, and you can run up to 46 meters down the line with this unit. Now, this we can go up to 250, 260 mil pipes very, very easily, very comfortable with it. Once again, snake feeds from the back, and you also do have a pipe that goes over this, and we do have carry boxes for the snake. So once again, the mess that comes into the front of the machine gets directed through the pipe and it goes into the carry box. So mess is contained as much as we possibly can. Once again, also a forward and reverse. So you can drive the system by itself as well, but usually it's just a lot faster just to feed the snake through by hand as quickly as possible to get to the clog. And as soon as you get to the clog, you can engage the forward motion, just press down on the handle, and you can clear that
also
plug.
The gears kick in as soon as you push the handle down.
Correct, yes.
You carry it by that handle? Or
yes.
Not? Preferably not.
No, that is the carry handle as well. So the carry handle just locks into place like that, and that is your carry handle as well. It's actually a very, very nice compact unit. It's extremely powerful, lots of torque, and it's very easy to carry. You do get a carry strap with it as well that can hook onto these two little silver hooks over here, and you can sling it over the shoulder and walk with it at the same time. So, yeah, that's an extremely powerful little battery unit as well. If you just turn it around so the camera can see, at the back here, there's your battery compartment. So the battery compartment is IP65 rated, so it's sealed for dust and water as well. So even if you have to use this in a rainstorm, you can still use it without the tool being affected by the moisture on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Neil, was that the final product that you brought to us?
That is the final product that I brought for you today for the drain cleaners, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But we do have more expansion on the range. Like I mentioned, we do have inspection cameras. There are new, what they call flexible drain cleaners coming out, things that run similar to the switchback that we looked at, where you can go 20, 30 meters down the line with an extremely thin 6 millimeter or 8 millimeter snake to grip those clogs in far too reach places and bring them back out again.
Lekker.
Yeah.
Always say, if you've got the right tools and the right equipment, it just makes things so much easier.
Correct. And like I mentioned earlier, these batteries are on our 18-volt platform. So besides the three different drain cleaners that we looked at here, in total, you've got 290 different tools that you can use these batteries off of. Drills, grinders, breakers, lights, anything that you need, you can You can get the power tool.
Werner, awesomeness. Let's go have a seat.
Pleasure.
Werner, that was lekker to see the tools on display in a showcase. Like I said, a show and tell. I know the Americans, Milwaukee coming from America, the Americans like in their schools to say for the kids, tomorrow is going to be show and tell day.
Yeah.
And I do know that our plumbers, they're technical. You know, they are technically orientated people, so they like the technical jargon, but they also like to hear and see what the machine actually offers, the product actually offers to them, which buttons does what and whatever the case may be, what the benefits of the machine is, because they want to attach value to what they purchase. What value is this machine going to offer me when I purchase it?
Correct.
So thanks for that demo and the showcasing that you did for us.
Cool.
I just want to say, in closing of this episode, recently, on the 28th of June, your Centurion branch, and I did mention it when I spoke to Ryan, your Centurion branch celebrated its first year of being located where it is, and the concept of a more storefront type of environment for the people to come in and touch and look and feel and get a feeling of the products. But I would like to ask, especially to our plumbers, would UPET and the Milwaukee brand and UPET specifically, would they like to extend that invitation to the plumbers to say, please come and support Milwaukee, UPET specifically, UPET at our different branches where we're located? You said Cape Town, Port Elizabeth,
Durban,
Nelspruit. Would you like to extend that and say, plumbers, please come and have a look where we are
at
what we have to offer?
Yes, definitely. Look, we dedicated to the trades. So plumbing is a trade that is close to everybody's heart because everybody's got plumbing in their homes and everybody deals with plumbing on a daily basis. So, yeah, we would like to extend the welcome. We always have got in-store deals either in our Centurion shop or in our branch shops as well as our counter sale shops. So they can always come through and have a look at the solutions. We do have in our branches, we do have small little setups where they can view the everyday tools and get hands-on with the products as well to see how they can help them make the job easier for them to do on a daily basis.
I think we're also going to chuck up onto the screen for them the website. I think it should be easy, is it?
Yes, definitely.
www.upat.co.za. Very, very easy. I mean, as easy as that. Vernon, I want to thank you again for your time, your effort. Thanks for the showcasing. I think that was quite interesting to our plumbers as well.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome. It was good having you in studio.
Cool. Thank you.